Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is how they plan to go after you for exercising your right to free speech. They're not giving up on this disinformation board, Lee.
Oh, no, I wouldn't expect that for a second. They're just going to go a different way.
Yeah. And what really happened was that the rollout of Skankowicz was very embarrassing. I mean, when you have the woman on YouTube, it's a YouTube version of her TikTok talk videos, singing about, you know, who do I have to play the piano with in order to get a job? And she's going to be censoring people. And then it comes out that she herself is a huge purveyor of disinformation, telling us Hunter Biden's laptop was not real. It was Russian disinformation. She was an embarrassment to the Department of Homeland Security. So she had to go. So they're putting the Disinformation Committee on pause while they hire a new clownish disinformation czar. Listen to who they have selected here. This gives you a terrifying view of where they're going with their free speech crackdown. I'm going to put it all together in one place. The Department of Homeland Insecurity has hired the co-author of the Patriot Act. A guy, the Daily Caller, and they're right about this, calls arguably the harshest critic and crackdown on civil liberties in modern American history. It's Michael Chertoff to head the new disinformation governance board. Okay, so this is, they also hired Jamie Gorelick, was involved. Yes,
great,
right.
Great.
They are both massive disinformers and total liars. They lie for the Democrat Party, and so they've hired them to shepherd the disinformation board. She also helped to author the Patriot Act. So you can see where they're going here. This is what they're going to do. What is the Patriot Act? There is a reason they want to hire people who understand the Patriot Act, are critical to its creation. It means they're going to use it against this. This is where this disinformation board is going. Okay, what does the Patriot Act do? It was enacted after 9/11, and it does two things. It allows unrestricted information sharing between intelligence operatives, you know, like in our intelligence agencies, FBI, CIA, and criminal investigators. It took that wall down. And here's the scary part. It allows electronic surveillance to be conducted in the United States against so-called foreign threats. Well, we can tell by how the way this thing's being put together. Foreign threat is going to be anybody who tells the truth about whatever the Democrat Party is doing when the Democrat Party is claiming it's Russian disinformation, their favorite go-to lie, right? So this shows you they're going to use the Patriot Act. That is what the purpose of this disinformation board is. And, you know, the fact they could have housed, Lee, this disinformation board in any number of federal agencies, right? But they choose the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, of course.
The big law enforcement agency, the umbrella under which goes the FBI and all these little spy agencies. So what does this tell you? Well, it tells you they intend to use the Patriot Act to spy on people who disinform. Disinform is just tells the truth about the Democrat Party. Okay, so one of the big embarrassments about Skankowicz was the fact that she had told so many lies. I mean, this was a woman giving interviews on behalf of the Biden campaign, including the New York Daily News, and claiming, no, this is Russian disinformation on this laptop. It's being disseminated by the Trump campaign. All of that a lie. Not true. And that really embarrassed them, right? You'd think that they'd go, okay, we need to find some people to run this disinformation board who aren't serial disinformers, who aren't liars. But no. No. No, it's almost, Lee, as if to qualify to run this thing, you have to have a history of disinforming and lying for the Democrat Party. Like that is like that's a requirement. And Chertoff pushed disinformation, was regularly quoted in the media about Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, claiming Russians were behind the emails found inside. So he did exactly what Nina Jankowicz did. Exactly what she did.
At least he wasn't singing show tunes on YouTube.
Well, that we found yet. I mean, I don't know who he thought he'd play piano with to get the job. I don't think anybody wants to play piano with him if you see a picture of him. So he probably had to use another way to move up the infrastructure.
Are you saying he's visually challenged?
He's not attractive. So okay. He was on a, shall we say, a different career track from Skankowicz.
All right.
Anyway, so to hire him, and then Jamie Gorelick did the same thing, also a disinformer. Herself, when he's, it's Russian disinformation. So, they're not giving up, and they only want to hire people for this who have a history of lying to the American people about Russian disinformation, and their purpose is to go after Russian disinformation. Including using the Patriot Act.
This thing was handled so poorly, Tara, I'm beginning to wonder if this wasn't just simply a smokescreen so that it would become a joke and then they can go back covertly and do what they wanted to do to begin with, which they're already doing. I mean, this is the process of this is actually going on anyway through certain government collusion with social media partners to begin with. This was simply the above board area that they were allowing us to take a look at.
I think they actually botched this. I think because the big embarrassment about her was that she was a disinformer. Well, they just hired two more disinformers. So they obviously don't care what a joke that this is. Now, think about this. Let's draw the lines here and look at what they're doing. What is it that they are using right now to go after moms who during the speaking period at school board meetings say mean things to liberal school board representatives, things that that embarrass the Democrat Party? What are they using? Patriot Act. Mm-hmm. So they believe there's a way to use this Patriot Act to punish their enemies. And that is exactly what they recently did. I just had this from the FBI. This is Tiffany Justice. She's Moms with Liberty. She's talking about one of the moms in her group who made the mistake of speaking harshly at a school board meeting, didn't threaten anybody. And because that mom also had guns in the home, the FBI came after her. She said, this was from Fox News. She said, you know, look, she's too afraid to speak out on TV, understandably. But the FBI came, met with her. Every time the FBI does that, it costs you thousands of dollars. So you've got to hire an attorney to protect yourself from them because they will lie. I mean, they do. There was another story earlier today. They will absolutely make stuff up. They do not care if you're the president or a mom who, you know, went to a school board meeting. So she's talking on behalf of this mom. This is what they do. They're using the Patriot Act. We now remember from Jim Jordan that they have more than two dozen investigations using the counterterrorism tag going right now out of the Department of Justice and the FBI into these poor parents who make the mistake of speaking up at the school board. So they're obviously planning to expand that use of the Patriot Act and go after people who tell the truth online about the Democrat Party as misinformers. This is Tiffany Justice on what this mom went through.
I think it's terrifying in a lot of ways. No mom thinks that she's going to be making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the morning, working to get a babysitter for a 6 p.m. school board meeting, right? And then be called by the FBI the next day because she spoke out in defense and advocating for her children. So, understandably upsetting and, really against the First Amendment in the United States of America.
This is terrifying.
These
people are terrified.
I'm old enough to remember when the Patriot Act went into effect and one of its biggest critics, Ron Paul, not Rand Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, was warning us, this will be used against us.
And it is.
And it is right now.
They don't even have an interest at the Department of Homeland Security in stopping terrorists. I mean, they admitted last week, there's 42 terrorists we caught at the border. Yes, some of them, we just let them go in the interior. So they don't even care about terrorists anymore. They're after you. That's who they're after. That's what they're doing. And these people are terrifying. So they've only just paused this board. They're bringing these people in. Okay, so let me connect the final dot here, okay? This was This is right now my highest ever podcast in terms of hits, and it I'm kind of surprised at me, but I'm glad people liked it because I'm glad they were interested in the topic. We are now 3 weeks out from the announcement, the letter by the former heads of the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, and the NSA, admitting that they use social media to censor us, and arguing to Congress. It was a letter to Congress that we need to keep the current ownership of social media companies so they can continue censoring us. And so they came out, and we know what that means. That means they're going to go after anybody who tells the truth about the Democrat Party and says anything other than that it's Russian disinformation every time the Democrat Party is embarrassed. So let's connect the dots. The letter comes out. They fess up to the fact they've always been spying on us on social media. They've always been censoring us and working with these social media owners to censor us. They tell Congress we cannot, essentially what they're saying is we cannot allow Elon Musk to own Twitter. We won't be able to censor you. Oh my God, what would happen? And then what happens? In the Department of Homeland Security, one of the agencies that authored that letter, all of a sudden we've got this disinformation commission and they're stocking it with people who authored the Patriot Act, who are credible people on the Patriot Act. And why are they doing that? Because they're going to use the Patriot Act to go after some poor guy in his pajamas who dares to post the truth. That's where they're going. I hope the GOP leadership has a plan to stop that.
Yeah, right.
Because you're going to turn the entire campaign platform of the Republican Party into supposed disinformation, and they will crack down. I'm telling you, you're going to see candidates crack down on by this board. This is absolutely totalitarian and Orwellian. They're not quitting. They're moving ahead. They had power. They were censoring us, and they're not going to give it up. They don't want to give it up. They want to fight for it. It's just terrifying to me that these people think the Patriot Act could be used this way. But hey, if you'd use it against a poor mom at a school board meeting, I mean, what wouldn't you do? Folks, this can stop anytime we want it to. Just got to yell loud enough. Got to take action. Got to show them that the Republican leadership will take action.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, did I not understand this stat till I became a parent. New study, new parents worry about their baby 2,153 times in the first year. Yeah, babies are kind of scary little things. They're tougher than they look, but they make a lot of sounds. Wow, is he choking? That sounds like choking. Is he having trouble breathing? Sounds like having trouble. They do. They do that. So 2,153 times in the first year of worry, that's about six times worrying about something per day. They Google baby-related things more than 2,000 times in that first year. That makes sense to me. You're trying to learn to be a parent. And spend about 1,679 hours just holding their baby, or about 4.5 hours a day. That's good. You want to enjoy that time because it's so fleeting. What they don't tell you is when the little sucker gets older, you never stop worrying. I worry constantly, never endingly. About this, that, and the other thing. And the worries change. Now I've got one going into high school, one in middle school, and one in elementary school. So that comes with its entirely long new list of worries. And then the ultimate terror. Because you know it's coming. I mean, I got 4 years left with the older one. She's entering ninth grade this year. 4 years. And I'll sit there and watch her. She's a great kid. Great grades, super, very high achiever. And so I think she'll be okay. She'll rock the world. And then I think I'll see her do these things. And I'm like, oh, dear Lord, she's going out there in 4 years. 4 years. Because, when you're 14, you think you're going to live forever. She just turned 14. So the judgment lapses are massive. You just don't see stuff coming at you. You just don't. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, dear God. She'll be by herself. Can I get a home with a basement and move her into it? Just to make sure she comes home at night. But no, you got to let them go. You do. but I'm already having that heart gripping worry. I'm told that this abates as you get closer to the day, the D-Day, the departure day, where you'll be free again. But I don't believe it. My worry about her is only growing, not lessening, as she's about to get out the door. I'm very stressed about it. I don't want to let her go. 4 years left. Every time I think of it, it feels like a punch to my gut. I don't know. Maybe I'm a weirdo. I just, knowing they're out there and they're not with me and I can't check on them or walk down the hall or make sure they're in their bed or that their car is in the, you know, in the driveway, to me is very scary. But, you know, people have gotten through it since the beginning of time. I'm dreading that now. And then with my 12-year-old, you know, I got 6 years left with him. That's it. That seems like such a small amount of time. My set of worries for him are entirely different. Do you find yourself like that? Is it just me? Am I the only one that worries constantly? And now my worries are changing. Like, you know, when they're little, it's like, will they choke? You're eating two big bites. Stop that. If I turn around to do something in a kitchen and I can't watch him eat, he's going to continue stuffing those big bites into his mouth. He's totally going to choke. We can't get him to the hospital all the time. That goes from, oh my gosh, what kind of woman is he going to marry? Will he hurt? Will he hurt? Will she hurt him? Will she cheat on him? Will she, you know what I mean? Will the family break up? I mean, my head, my mind just goes, as you know, a million miles an hour. I worry a lot. Maybe I'm not like regular people. Texter writes, Tara, hold your daughter back and redo the eighth grade. It'll never hurt and probably help graduating. Just turning 18 is too early. Yeah, I know, but she's a good student. I'm not sure how I could astroturf that one. She's got all A's. Well, but she just needs to do the eighth grade again. Why? The school system will say, oh, you know. Oh, wow. Texter writes, hey, Tara, to make you feel better, I met my wife when I was 13. On a fun note, we've been married for 32 years. That's fantastic. That is so great. Texter writes, Tara, we have 5 children, 4 girls already married. They go from 23 to 32, and I am constantly worried about them. So that never ends. Sorry to tell you. Have a good day. Have you started the? Maybe I'm the only one who does this. Do you do this as a parent? I know who my dad did this, and I would roll my eyes. Because, you know, I do the news all day, right? So I see every calamity, tragedy, everything that could befall a human being and then some. You know, so I'm always saying to my daughter all the time, so, you know, when you're bringing the groceries out, this was just this week, when you're bringing the groceries out, you know, just know for the future, when you're bringing the groceries out of the grocery store, because she's a very attractive girl, you know, if some guy asks you to you know, help you load them in the car, what do you say? I'm always doing those quizzes for her. And it's everything I can think. She's like, Mom, I don't show. I know, but you will. What does he answer? No, Mom, I'm not going to let him. What if he's good looking? No, Mom. You know, some of these serial killers are good looking, honey. I can show you some of them. You want to Google the video? And Mom! Now, if you get a new roommate, what are you going to do? Well, if you don't have enough money, just call me and I'll do the background check. Will you call me? If you get a boyfriend, before you go on a date, I need to do a background check. Mom! You know what I'm like? I'm like the Department of Homeland Security. I am. But every time I see another article, it's like, that's so bad. The poor kid. There's a constant quiz. Texter writes, Met my husband at 16. He was 18. Got pregnant. Got married. Been together 24 years. Are you happy? Love to know that, given the ages there. Texter writes, my daughter is 47. It doesn't end. Oh, good God. Good God. That's a long time. That's a long time. Texter writes, you sound like a wonderful, loving mom. I am, but I'm also like the Stasi. It could be a little overbearing, but I'm just trying to get everybody, you know, into adulthood alive. Texter writes, I hate to be a downer, but the worry gets worse when puberty hits and middle school is a nightmare. Oh, yeah, middle school has been a nightmare. Let me tell you what, I worry about everything.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, the left, they are not messing around about this new very popular idea on their side of arresting and trying people for saying what they consider to be the wrong thing. They're not messing around about it. You realize this is the second major media figure in a week to call for the arrest and trial of Fox News journalists for thought crimes. I mean, keep in mind, but this is the side that did over $1 billion worth of damage, and that was just through the end of June during the Summer of Love. $500 million of damage to Minneapolis alone. I mean, these people, they killed over 20 people, including one guy burnt alive in a building. He was a father of four and made the mistake of being in it when a Black Lives Matter protester got mad and burned it down because he felt like it. You don't talk domestic terror, man. They hold the torch. I mean, quite literally hold the torch. But they've got this crazy idea that this left-wing nut, self-described, I mean, that's why he wrote the manifesto. He wanted to make really certain people understood he's one of them, not us, them. But after this left-wing nut shoots up Buffalo, tragically, horrifically, they've decided they need to put people on trial. Here's Bette Midler. Laugh if you want. She's a joke to us, but she's a serious media figure. People think this woman knows what she's talking about. Just listen to this tweet. I'm telling you, watch where they're going. If they were not setting up the infrastructure to do exactly what she's describing here, it might not be so scary. But if you listen to the earlier part of the show, you see they are. They're bringing in the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, the guy who co-authored the Patriot Act, as the new leader of the Disinformation Committee. You know what that tells you? They're going to use the Patriot Act against some poor guy in his pajamas who made the mistake of telling the truth about the next Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, that's not Russian disinformation. You disinformer. You know why they're doing this? Because they're getting the guy ready for the campaign season. Got a censor. This is going to be a campaign of terror. Listen to this. This is mainstream now on the left. Used to be the left that were the big defenders of free speech. Bette Midler tweets, Tucker Carlson, he's on Fox News, Tucker Carlson should be arrested and tried for sedition and fomenting insurrection. Murdoch, as in Rupert Murdoch, should have his citizenship revoked. The damage he continues to do to our democracy will soon become irreparable. And then she writes, Newt Gingrich should be clapped in irons for getting Rupert Murdoch past the FCC. Yeah, because there's a lot of truth told on Fox, as bad as they are, so they can't have that. Then you have Carl Cameron, former Fox News journalist. He's all over the media. I don't know if you saw him this week. Talking about how we need to have Fox News journalists arrested. So this is, you know, you say something they disagree with, that the arrest is now where they're going with this. This is mainstream thought now by these people who have been, by the way, nothing but wrong. I mean, they are the disinformers. They are the mob in the street. Not us. It's them. Now, that gets me to the next crazy thing that's going on right now. Did my podcast on this yesterday. It really is a must-listen podcast. You can get it by texting Battleground, keyword Battleground, to 71307. Been on this for a couple of years now. They're building a new system in which The liberal mob has legal protection from law enforcement to come to your house and wreck you if you disagree with them, terrorize you. But we can't even peacefully protest. They're building a system that facilitates this, and you saw it this week. What happened? 24 attorneys general have now signed a letter begging our Attorney General Merrick Garland to prosecute the protesters outside the Supreme Court justices' homes. Okay, we have the violent left who likes to talk endlessly about domestic terror because they always accuse you of what they're doing. The violent left has done something we've never seen. I can't find a historical precedent for this. The violent left has driven a Supreme Court justice into hiding. Alito is in hiding. Now, what about the leftists in front of his house? In violation of law, because remember, it's against federal law to picket in front of a Supreme Court justice's home or anybody on a federal jury. What about them? Well, they're still out there. Well, doesn't that violate the law? Yeah, they're being allowed to break the law daily. In fact, remember, here's the Democrat leadership encouraging them to do just that. This is, circle back, Jen Psaki, telling them, hey, go ahead, break the law. Go outside the homes. Just be peaceful.
So I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date. And we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes. And that's the president's position.
The president's position, very clear. Break the law. Break the law. As long as you're peacefully protesting when you break the law, that'll be fine. Chuck Schumer said the same thing. He's leader of the Democrats in the Senate.
Are you comfortable with the protests that we saw outside the homes of Supreme Court justices over the weekend?
If protests are peaceful, yes.
No, that's illegal. And here's the problem, Andrew McCarthy pointed out. He is a former federal prosecutor, worked for the same Injustice Department that is now letting these protesters run so wild that Alito has to go into hiding so they can break the law. Folks, if we live in a world where Supreme Court justices have to go into hiding, we don't have a country anymore. We don't have that. We will never know if a Supreme Court ruling was a legit ruling by the law or they just like their children to be able to go out back for a barbecue again. You know, like normal Americans without the left-wing terrorist mob terrorizing them. Okay. Now we know because of this new Department of Homeland Security memo that leaked that the left has threatened to kill Supreme Court justices. Might this be a good time to go, you know, we can't break the law by letting them terrorize the Supreme Court anymore. Maybe we should have let Alito out of hiding. Maybe Merrick Garland should pledge to prosecute. Nope. Despite 24 attorneys general begging him to prosecute these protesters, he will not do it because he's lawless. Now, here's the irony of that. Here's the irony of that from Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor himself. They are doing exactly what the vast majority of the January 6th protesters were doing. Peacefully protesting while trespassing. We saw the DOJ handled that mass prosecution, but they're doing the opposite when it's liberal protesters forcing Supreme Court justices into hiding.
In our system, judicial proceedings are supposed to be insulated from political pressure. So the point isn't whether it's violent or not. There's a federal statute that says you can't demonstrate on the homes or at the residences of Supreme Court justices. Merrick Garland knows this. He was a judge, a federal judge, distinguished federal judge for more than 20 years. And even as we speak, they are prosecuting people in connection with the January 6th riot who were peaceful protesters, hundreds of them, who they've brought back from all over the country. They had the FBI go out and get cell site data so that they could identify people who were just parading, track them down, and bring them to Washington for misdemeanor trials. I wrote a column at National Review about a month ago about the first guy who got acquitted. And he not only was a peaceful protester, the police waved him into the Capitol to allow him to go in and parade inside the Capitol. The Justice Department prosecuted him anyway because they said under the circumstances he should have known that he was in a place he shouldn't have been because it was interfering with a congressional proceeding. So how they can take that position and then not protect these Supreme Court justices is just mind-boggling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So you put it all together in one place. The left spent the week reconstituting the disinformation board. It'll now be headed by yet another disinformer and liar. Yet another person who claims the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation, or who claimed that. Michael Chertoff, who also was a co-author of the Patriot Act. There's that Patriot Act again. And it shows you what they're doing. Like when you got the FBI under Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act to go after moms who make the mistake of speaking honestly to their liberal school boards and embarrassing the Democrat Party. You get the FBI at your door. You get the boot through your door. That's what you get. So this is what they do. When you house the Disinformation Commission, which is, by the way, just on pause, but they just hired new leaders for it, and you hire the guy who co-authored the Patriot Act, you know what that tells you? That's how they're going to go after you. What does the Patriot Act allow them to do? It allows our intel agencies to spy on Americans on American soil for national security purposes. There doesn't necessarily have to be a traditional crime. That's why they need to use this, because speaking the truth is not a crime. What they are doing is a crime. And when you house the Disinformation Commission in the Department of Homeland Security, it tells you what they're going to do. They're going to act like you're a national security risk, and that's why they need to spy on you. That's why they need to terrorize you. But what's amazing is that this round of people, Michael Chertoff and Jamie Gorelick, who, by the way, was Hillary's choice to be her attorney general. She said she'd hire Jamie Gorelick if she got elected, back when she thought she was going to get elected president. So that shows you, I mean, these are Clinton loyalists that are being put in there. And it makes sense. I mean, look what else is happening this week. We had an FBI agent testify under oath in the Sussman trial that they knew within 24 hours that the Russia collusion deal was not only fake, but that it came from Hillary. So, I mean, you need to terrorize people telling the truth at this point and to use the Patriot Act to do it, because this is embarrassing for the Democrat Party. And they're getting ready to terrorize people using the full apparatus of the Patriot Act, the Department of Homeland Security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!